Today, I want to talk about the gift of seeing, and why it is important even in the church and even in our individual journey with the Lord. Glory be to God. So our anchor scripture is going to be from the book of 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 7. So I want you to be a student of the word of God, because we are going to go through a couple of scriptures in the mighty name of Jesus. And I believe that the word of God is going to edify us, is going to challenge us to depend and believe and trust in God continually in the mighty name of Jesus. So 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, this is what the word of the Lord says. Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The gift of seeing is God's supernatural ability to reveal spiritual truth, direction, and unseen realities. Praise the Lord. Just as we have seen from this scripture of the servant of Elisha, he was terrified that they were in danger because there was an army that had come against them. Hallelujah. And there were only two people in the physical. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Elisha seems not to be worried. Praise the Lord. And the servant was worried. Hallelujah. Because they thought that their life was in danger, but he didn't see that Elisha was surrounded by the chariots of fire. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, when you know what surrounds you, you will not fear what the devil is throwing at you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Most of the time, the enemy comes to scare you. Most of the time, the enemy comes to present something to make your faith cringe down. Praise the Lord. That's why we need the gift of seeing. Glory be to God. The moment the Lord opened the eyes of this servant, he saw chariots of fire. He saw a great army surrounding Elisha. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the time he came to realize that they were not alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were not alone. The Lord was with them in the mighty name of Jesus. So what is the gift of seeing? What is the gift of seeing? And I want us to go. We are going to run through a couple of scriptures. Let us go to the Second Corinthians in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. "As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient," it means temporal, "but the things that are unseen are eternal." Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In other words, God wants us to see life in the mirror of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. There are things that the Father wants us to capture in the Spirit that the physical eyes cannot see. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that the things that these physical eyes are seeing are transient. They are temporal. Praise the Lord. But the things that the spiritual eyes are seeing are eternal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord wants us to cry, to seek for things that are eternal, to stop cringing for things that will remain here on earth, and to seek for his glory, to seek for his power, to seek for his grace, for his mercy, to seek for the greater visitation of the Lord, for the greater revival, for the greater outpouring of the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. And in this occasion, Paul was encouraging church to look not unto things that are seen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the gift of seeing help us in our spiritual perception on how we see things, on how we perceive things. Glory be to God. On where our mind is set. Hallelujah. Is your mind set on earthly things, or your mind set on heavenly things? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you willing to seek for that is not seen by the physical eyes, but seen with the spiritual eyes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Like somebody may think that we are just wasting time doing what we are doing today. Hallelujah. But we are seeing in the spirit. We are doing the will of God, and we are at the center of the will of God. And what we are doing today is the reason why some are alive. What we are doing today is the reason why some are healed. What we are doing today is the reason why the enemy is put at bay, because the church of Jesus is standing at the altar. The church of Jesus is holding onto the arms of the altar, praying and crying out unto the Lord. And because they are crying out unto the Lord, their land shall not be given to be hidden. In the mighty name of Jesus, our portion in the spirit will not be trampled down with darkness, because we stand as the light unto the nation. We are the city on a hill that cannot be hidden, in the mighty name of Jesus. So every time we gather to have the church in this place, every time we gather to as a congregation, we are putting a spiritual mark in the spirit that the touch of Jesus is alive in this nation. The touch of Jesus is alive in this city. And the enemy cannot have his way. The gates of hell cannot prevail against our home, against our neighbors, against our children, against our marriages, because we are standing at the place of victory. Are you perceiving things in the eyes of the Spirit, or you are only depending on your physical eyes? Glory be to God. Are you seeing things in the eyes of the Spirit? Hallelujah. Paul encourages the church to look unto those things that are not seen. Glory be to God. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. May your heart be set unto what is eternal, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to read another scripture from the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. This is what the word of the living God says. And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Praise the Lord. So the gift of seeing enables us to have revelation of the will of God. Glory be to God. And this is the time where Peter discerned who Jesus was. Hallelujah. A time where Jesus put his disciples together and they begin to ask them, "Who do you say I am?" Glory be to God. And some say that you are the Elijah. Some say you are the John the Baptist, and so on. But he narrowed down to the disciples and he asked them, "But to you, who I am?" Praise the Lord. And Peter, by the revelation of the Spirit, by the gift of seeing, he was able to perceive that Jesus is the Son of God. God. And Jesus told him that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who art in heaven. Glory be to God. There are things that we need God to reveal to us. Hallelujah. Or else we will remain in darkness. It is by the gift of seeing we are able to receive the revelation of God that cannot be perceived by the physical mind, that may not be perceived by the flesh. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood has not revealed these things to you. That's why we shouldn't depend too much on ourselves. We shouldn't depend too much on our mind. We shouldn't depend too much on our physical strength. But we need to come to seek God, to pray and seek for the heart of God, to understand the things of God, to seek for the Spirit of God, in able to understand the things of God. Because when we go with our own human mind, we will understand nothing. Glory be to God. Jesus told Peter that flesh and blood, hallelujah, has not revealed to you this, but my Father who art in heaven. Glory be to God. So the gift of seeing brings us at the place of revelation. Glory be to God. By the help of God, we are able to, the word of God is able to be revealed to us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to read the book of Hebrews in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14. The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But solid food is for the mature and for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, but solid food is for the mature. Hallelujah. Solid food is for the mature. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Who their power of discernment have been trained. Hallelujah. Has been trained through practice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the gift of seeing also brings us to a place of discernment, to be able to discern what is good and what is evil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need the help of God to enhance our capability to discern. Glory be to God. Especially in the world we live in today, where deception is very rampant, even at the very altar of God. There are many people in the church calling themselves men of God or women of God, but they are operating with another spirit. They are out to take advantage of the innocent sheep of God. And you need the gift of discernment to know what is of God and what is not of God, because without this discernment, we won't be able to distinguish the will of God. We won't be able to distinguish lies from the truth. We won't be able to distinguish the Holy Spirit from evil spirits. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, for the solid food, hallelujah, is for the mature, or for those who have their powers of discernment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there is growing in the Lord. That's why we need people in the church that have grown in the powers of discernment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because today we have people that we even invite to preach and sing in the altar. Hallelujah. Operating in spirits that are not of God. At the moment we open our pulpit to them, they leave chaos behind. They leave sin behind. They leave demonic presence behind. They leave immorality behind. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So we need men whom their power of discernment has been sharpened. Glory be to God. Have been trained in the name of Jesus through constant practice to distinguish between good and evil. Glory be to God. These are people that are meant to be guarding the gates of the church. These are people, glory be to God, that will weigh every word that are being preached in the church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the mirror of the scripture, in the mirror of the spirit of light, in the mirror of the spirit of truth, whether those words that are being preached is the word of the living God, whether they are inspired by the Father or not inspired by the Father. So we need our discernment sharpened in the mighty name of Jesus to be able to discern between good and evil. Hallelujah. Why do we need this gift? Why do we need this gift? Hallelujah. One of the reasons why we need this gift is because the natural light is limited. Praise the Lord. In our own physical eyes, we are limited. Glory be to God. As human beings, we are called to always depend on God. Hallelujah. Our own eyes are limited. Number two, the reason why we need the gift of seeing is because visions preserves life. Glory be to God. Visions preserves life. In the book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law.
Is there somebody? Did I hear something?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. Glory be to God. Where there is no prophetic vision, the Bible said the people perish. Glory be to God. So we need spiritual direction to make it to life. Glory be to God. When our life is not guarded by the visions of God, when our life is not guarded by the direction of God, we will end up perishing. We will end up pursuing things that are not important. We will end up pursuing things that are not eternal. We will end up putting our investment on things that doesn't matter. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As a child of God, you need to ask yourself, are you investing on the right soil? Are you putting your time on things that are eternal? Are you investing on a kingdom that cannot be shaken? Are you investing on a kingdom that robbers cannot break forth? Rats cannot break forth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know some of you have put your money on a secure account backed by FDIC. Hallelujah. Backed by federal government. And you think your money is secure because it is being backed by the government. But I want to tell you that the highest investment you can ever do is the heavenly investment. Do you have a place in the kingdom? Have you put your resources in the kingdom where robbers cannot break forth? Have you put your investment in the kingdom where hell cannot break forth in? Do you put your investment in the kingdom where Satan cannot steal? Do you know Satan is a thief? The Bible says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the best place you can secure your investment is in the hands of the Father. The best place you can secure your life is in the hands of the Father. So is your life hidden in him? Do you have a prophetic vision? Hallelujah. Do you have a prophetic direction in life, or you are just guarded by culture? You are guarded by what people are saying. Your life is directed by what friends are telling you. Is God speaking to you? Are you part of what God is doing? Are you part of the vision of God? Are you part of the agenda of God on earth? Hallelujah. As the Bible said, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of God, as the waters cover the sea. Are you part of the agenda of God to fill the earth with the knowledge of God? In the mighty name of Jesus, that everywhere people go, they will find the knowledge of God. They will find the knowledge of God on YouTube. They will find the knowledge of God on TikTok. They will find the knowledge of God in X. They will find the knowledge of God in TVs. They will find the knowledge of God on the streets. They will find the knowledge of God in the radio, even in places in Islamic nation. They will find the knowledge of God in books. They will find the knowledge of God in podcasts. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the old harper shall be filled with the knowledge of God. The old harper shall be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Are you part of a prophetic vision to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you part of a prophetic vision to make sure that this gospel of the kingdom is preached to until the ends of the earth? Are you part of what God is doing? Are you part of the building of the local church? Are you part? Do you know the church has an influence to transform people? The church has power to transform people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We live in a time that parents are worried of their children. Hallelujah. We live in a time neighborhoods infested with violence, with evil. Glory be to God. But yet the church is called to be a light. The church is called to call hearts of men to salvation. The church is called to bring people to the cross. The church is called to bring people to death, the place where they will die to their fleshly desire. They will die to their sin and receive Jesus Christ and resurrect with him, resurrect with his glory, resurrect with his nature in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. So we need the gift of seeing, glory be to God, to be able to capture the visions of God. Visions are so important that the Bible says, in the end of the days, thus says the Lord, he will pour his spirit to all flesh, and your young men, they shall see visions. Hallelujah. They shall see visions. Glory be to God. God doesn't want young people to be idlers. God wants young people to have purpose. Vision will give you a purpose. Vision will give you direction in life. Some of us, we are living directionless. That's why you are everywhere. Praise the Lord. You need vision. You need direction. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Why we need the gift of seeing, hallelujah, is because the enemy operates in the unseen. Glory be to God. The enemy operates in the unseen. So we need the gift of seeing to be able to see every plan, every trickery, everything, every agenda that the enemy is trying to do. Glory be to God. We will be ahead of the game to capture the devil before he destroys one of us. Hallelujah. We will be able to destroy the plans and the agenda of that because of the gift of seeing. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, Hallelujah. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Be sober-minded. We need to be active in the spirit. We need to be tuned by the Holy Ghost. We need to be tuned in the spirit to understand the things of God, to see the things of God. Hallelujah. So that we are able to capture every agenda of darkness against our homes, our family, our children, and scatter them before they happen. Glory be to God. I always say that the best war is the offensive war. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's the offensive war. We have to be offensive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait until somebody hits you with a bomb. It's when you rise up to begin fighting. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, it doesn't work like that. In the kingdom of God, we need to catch the devil off-handed. We need to catch their meeting off-handed. That place where they are gathering to destroy lives, we will be sensitized by the Spirit of God to wake up and begin to pray and begin to cry out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As Prophet Isaiah says that they gather but not according to the name of the Lord. Do you know there are people that gather to destroy cities? Do you know there are people that gather to destroy communities? Do you know there are people that gather to destroy our young people? Do you know there are people that gather to destroy our economy? Do you know there are people that gather to pollute the minds of our young people. Praise the Lord. So those that are gathering but not according to the name of the Lord, we have authority to rise up in the spirit and scatter their meetings in the mighty name of Jesus, and scatter every demonic agenda concerning our life, concerning the church of Jesus, concerning our city, concerning our nation. We can rise up by the gift of seeing, by the gift of discernment, and begin to scatter every agenda of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, and turn their counsel to foolishness. Hallelujah. You see, today the church doesn't like offensive warfare. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, even David, when David realized that his life was in danger, hallelujah, when one of his counselor was working along with his son Absalom to destroy him, hallelujah, he rose up and said, Lord, turn their counsel to foolishness. There are people that we need to pray that the Lord may turn their counsel to foolishness. Do you know your enemy may be your supervisor, may be your manager that wants you to be fired, may be somebody close to you, but they are not for you. They are looking for ways, they are looking for agenda. They are counsel telling people so that people may look down upon you, but you can rise up by the help of the Holy Ghost, and you can pray the way David prayed, that Father, turn the counselor of Ahithophel to foolishness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, turn the counsel of those people that stand against me to foolishness in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that doesn't want to see my promotion, turn their counsel to foolishness in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are speaking ill concerning my life, concerning my marriage, concerning my ministry, may you turn their counsel to foolishness. Those that are standing in places of authority, but they are blocking my way with the kingdom of God. Mighty Father, the King of glory, the mighty one of Judah, may you turn their counsel to foolishness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let their tongue be divided in the name of Jesus. By the gift of seeing, you can rise up in the Holy Ghost. Those that are gathering but not according to the name of the Lord, you can appear in their meeting in the Holy Ghost, and you begin to roar in the Holy Ghost that, Father, turn their counsel to foolishness. Let their tongue be divided. Those that gather to have a meeting for you to be fired, their tongue will be divided. Hallelujah. Probably a channel of 10 people have gathered to make sure your job comes to an end. Praise the Lord. And then they can't agree. Hallelujah. They talk. Some say he needs to be fired. Some say, oh no, this person is good. He has a good record. He has been performing. Why should we fire him? Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And when their tongue is divided, they won't be able to make that decision to bring you down. Glory be to God. Because by the help of God, you rose up in the spirit and prayed. Glory be to God. There are times where destinies of men are determined at thrones. Destinies of nations are determined at thrones. Destinies of cities are determined at thrones. The problem is we don't know how to rise in our thrones. The problem, we don't know how to enter to in glory. The problem, we don't know how to enter where judgments are made. Glory be to God. Don't allow any witch make judgment concerning your life. Don't allow any devil make judgment concerning your life. Don't allow any leader make judgment concerning your destiny. Don't allow anyone make judgment concerning your life. You have the right to come before the throne of God and defend your cause, defend your family, defend your children, defend your ministry, defend your children, defend your nation, defend your city. That's why before the throne are the 24 elders. They are there to make judgment. And as a child of God, you can appear. You can appear. If the devil can appear there to accuse you, why should you not appear? Glory be to God. As a child of God, you have the right to appear before the throne. You have the right to be heard in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Father of mercy may have mercy on you, that the Father of mercy may preserve you, that the Father of mercy may protect you. This is the reason why David made the prayers he prayed, some of which I'm quoted, hallelujah, by the help of God, by the help of discernment. In the mighty name of Jesus. God reveals his will through sight. God reveals his will through sight. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I want us to read quickly the book of Psalms in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, hallelujah, stay tuned. In the name of Jesus. Psalms 119. Verse 18, in Jesus' name. Psalms 119, hallelujah. Verse 18. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Open my eyes. Glory be to God. You see, sometimes we may open the Bible, we may not even be able to understand it if our eyes are not opened. Hallelujah. If our spiritual eyes are not opened, the Bible will be like noise. The Bible will be like a normal book. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But when our eyes are opened by the Lord, when our spiritual eyes are opened by the Lord, hallelujah, we will be able to behold wondrous things out of the word. Wondrous things. So there are wondrous things. There are marvelous things. There are miracles in the word. There is favor in the word. There is power in the word. There is might in the word. There is healing in the word. There are extraordinary miracles in the word. There are supernatural things in the word. But because our eyes are not open, we are not able to behold. We are not able to experience. We are not able to be partakers of wondrous things in the word of God. Glory be to God. So as a child of God, you need to pray that, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes. There is something that I want to see out of your word. There is something that I want to see out of the law that will propel
propel my life, but will carry me to my destiny, that will carry me to the heights you want me to be, that will carry me to the higher ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word has authority to carry our life. The word has authority to carry our destiny. The word is like wheels that is able to drive our life to the direction of the will of God. The word of God is the grace that is able to make us to become what God wants us to become. But God has to open our eyes to see the wondrous things that are hidden in the scriptures. God is able to reveal the truths to us. God is able to reveal the revelations to us, that is able to keep us, that is able to protect us, that is able to open doors for us that no man can shut, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is able to bless, that is able to protect, that is able to make us walk in the supernatural, walk in the authority of God, walk in the help of God, walk in the mercies of God, walk in the power of the living God. Not to succumb to darkness. There are wondrous things. There are marvelous things in the word of God that most of us, we don't live to enjoy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because the enemy has deceived us not even to read the Bible. The enemy has deceived us not even to open the Bible. Yet the Bible is hidden by revelation of the word of God. The Bible is hidden by wondrous things that is able to keep us, that is able to draw us closer to God in the name of Jesus. There are times when we open the Bible and you receive the word of God. That word become part of you forever. That word become part of your destiny forever. Hallelujah. Because the word is a light. When you receive light from above, darkness cannot prevail where light has prevailed, in the mighty name of Jesus. For light is stronger than any darkness. And in the word of God, we receive light to prevail against every darkness, to prevail against every iniquity, to prevail against every powers of the enemy by the light of the word of God. May you receive light to come out of that situation. May you receive light to come out of that addiction. May you receive light to come out of that stagnation. May you receive light to come out of that sickness. May you receive light to come out of that poverty. May you receive light to come out of that place where the enemy have caged your life. May you receive light to walk in the supernatural. May you receive light to walk in the miraculous. May you receive light to walk in the healing anointing. May you receive light to walk in the gift of seeing, the gift of faith. Receive light from the throne above. Open my eyes, O God, that I may see wondrous things out of thy law, out of thy law. Let the word of God be revealed to me. Let the word of God be revealed into my spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word will not return unto you void, but it shall fulfill that which you send it. For you are the Lord that watches over the words of your servant to fulfill them in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is our prayer, Lord, as a church, open our eyes, as individual, open our eyes to see wondrous things out of thy law. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open my eyes to see wondrous things. I don't want to stay the same, oh God. I need help. I need to see so that I'm not gullible to the agendas of hell, so that I'm not gullible to the plans of darkness, so that I'm not gullible of the things that God has freely given to me. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God.
Glory be to Jesus. There are things that God wants us to see in the name of Jesus.
As we have read the biblical examples in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, when Elisha had to pray that Father open his eyes.
Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus. And I want us to read the book of 1 Samuel. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for your word. Jesus. David, you can bring it down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the day before Saul came to the Lord, had revealed to Samuel, tomorrow about this time, I will send to you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be prince over my people Israel. He shall save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have seen my people, because their cry has come to me. Glory be to God. Do you know, by the help of the gift of seeing, we can be able to give people direction about their callings in life. Hallelujah. By the help of the gift of seeing, Prophet Samuel was able to perceive, was able to see in the spirit the destiny of King Saul. But he was the vessel that God had chosen. That's why we need this gift to be active in the church of God, because there are people that don't know their life. They don't know who they are in the spirit. They don't know their destiny. They don't know their office. They don't know their callings. But when they come to church, by the help of the gift of seeing, we are able to see where God is nurturing them to become. We are able to see their future. We are able to see their office. We are able to see their callings in the Lord. The same way Prophet Samuel was able to perceive, he was able to know.
Hallelujah.
Imagine in a whole nation, there are so many young people in the same age set like Saul.
Glory be to God.
Who had the potential to be chosen to become king.
But God had chosen one. God had chosen one.
We need the gift of seeing to be able to make the right direction. We need the gift of seeing, like Daniel's vision in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10, when he was able to prophesy to nations, to give nations direction and things that are happening up to today, praise the Lord. Daniel was able to see those visions, hallelujah, that is still giving direction up to today.
But the gifts of visions that God had given to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
There are many, many examples. I don't know if time will allow me to go through them in the name of Jesus, but let me read one more from the book of Acts in the name of Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 16. The book of Acts chapter 16 from verse 9. I will read book of Acts chapter 16 verse 9 to 10. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel there. Macedonia, I believe, is in Europe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So by the gift of vision, Paul was able to discern where God wanted to send him.
Hallelujah.
May this gift be activated in your life, that you will not miss direction of God, that you will be able to hear God directly. You will be able to perceive the will of God. You will be able to know where God is sending you in the mighty name of Jesus. And in this occasion, Paul saw in a vision that there was a man from Macedonia in the mighty name of Jesus that was calling them. They needed help. Hallelujah. And Paul perceived that God wanted them to take the gospel there. May to from today receive help, receive mercy, to be able to see vision, to be able to see the things that God wanted to see, so that it the necessary direction you need in your journey with the Lord. Glory be to God. How do we grow in our spiritual sight? I want us to read Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5 is a common scripture. I want us to read it in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Glory be to God. So if we want to see the things of God, we have to be pure in heart. Purity brings us to a place we are able to see the things of God. So without purity, we are not able to discern in the highest standard. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are people that are seeing, but they are seeing in impurity. Anything you are seeing in impurity is of darkness. Hallelujah. But when we want to see in purity, we see the things of God. We see direction of God. We see visions of God. Do you know there are many people that are receiving direction and visions, but they are not walking in purity. And because they are not walking in purity, the Spirit of God is not able to give them direction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the scripture says, those that who are pure in heart, they shall see God. If we are pure in heart, you will see God in all direction. You will see God in your dreams. You will see God in the Bible. You will see God in your career, in your ministry. You will see God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We grow in the gift of spiritual sight through prayer, through obedience, through spiritual alignment with the will of our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. How does this gift help us? It helps us to see attacks before they come. It helps us to see opportunities in which God wants us to invest in. It helps us to see potential in people that couldn't have been able to be seen with our own physical eyes. Sometimes we are quick to judge people when they come to church without seeing the potential, without seeing what God has put in them, without seeing the investment that God has chosen them before the foundation of the earth to become apostles, to become prophets unto nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes we are quick to judge people by their past. Sometimes we are quick to judge people by the size of their bank. Sometimes we are quick to judge people by how much they own, what kind of school they went, what kind of nation they go to, without discerning the patterns and the will of God, without discerning the ordinations of God, without discerning the things that were written of them before the foundation of the world. So we need the help of God by the gift of seeing, by the gift of revelation, to be able to help people reach on to their standard, reach on to their calling, to be positioned with what God has called them to become, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just the same way when God was calling Saul, who later became Paul. Hallelujah. The Bible says Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was a man that was after lives of people. people that believe in Jesus Christ. But on his way to Damascus, he encountered light. He encountered Jesus Christ. And the Lord spoke to the disciple Ananias to go forth and pray for him. And Ananias was hesitant to go. But the Father said, he's my chosen vessel. Glory be to God. Do you know you can be a chosen vessel of God, but you need direction from God. You need a man that God has opened their eyes to give you direction in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you are able to move forward to become what God has called you to become. So the gift of seeing help us to see the potential in people. Hallelujah. The gift of seeing help us to see the hand of God in the midst of hard seasons. When you go through a lot, when you feel that everyone has rejected you, God is always there in the mighty name of Jesus. God is always there to help. God is always there to protect in Jesus' name. I want us to rise up in our feet in the mighty name of Jesus and make a prayer tonight that, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. I don't want to walk in the darkness anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to receive direction from the Father. Hallelujah. That I will do the right thing. In the name of Jesus, my life will not lack vision. My life will not lack sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will connect with the right people. Repayata sabahanta li paradabababushete. Reke paranta namozande li pabababababa. Zepatalabahande li patalabababushante. Reke perida mahanta zatarabababababa. Just begin to whisper word of prayer. Begin to pray. Pray. This is a serious matter. This is a serious matter. We need direction from the Father. Oh Lord, open my eyes today to see wondrous things out of thy world. I don't want to walk in fear anymore. I don't want to walk in blindness anymore. Salve my eyes. Anoint my eyes with oil that I may see, oh God, that I may see your plan, that I may see your will concerning my life in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may receive direction from the Father. I don't want to walk in deception anymore. I don't want the enemy to take advantage of me anymore. Almighty One of Judah, Almighty One of Israel, touch my eyes again, touch my heart again, touch my spirit again in the mighty name of Jesus. Zeke patala baba baba bosha, reke petele bana matara baba baba bosha, reke te sete mina monto selebedele taya, zeka payanta na mamo seria, rika baranta ne moko selebina ma, etele betele bene matana mahande. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, 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 that the Lord may open your eyes. Your spiritual eyes be opened. Your spiritual eyes be opened. That you may be trained to discern the things of God. For those that are mature. Agaba yaka tagalagadada. Jetekelekelekatagadagada. Jeke paratakatola kitagada. Receive the spirit of discernment. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of prophecy. Receive the spirit of understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the spirit of knowledge. Hagada baratata, you will know things before they happened. O kobahada barantana matala, jeke perete parada bandala badada, jeke teleke tetete. You will see in the spirit. You will understand the patterns of heaven. You will understand the art of God concerning your life, concerning your city, concerning your nation, concerning your generation, concerning the touch of Jesus Christ. Let your heart be aligned with your Father. Let your spirit spirit be aligned with heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your vessel be connected with the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Be connected with the rivers of living water. Be connected that out of thy bosom shall flow rivers of living water. Let thy bosom be opened. Let thy bosom, let a sanctuary of living water, let a sanctuary of revelation, let a sanctuary of discernment, let a sanctuary of the gift of seeing be opened in your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, that darkness will not be able to take advantage of you anymore. Evil will not be able to take advantage of you anymore. Evil men will not be able to take advantage of you anymore. Demons will not be able to take advantage of you anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive sight from above. Receive understanding from the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ipababo Santa e perete se perido o parantana mocosie e keregida garantana o zanama catelegida a catala gadagada. Father, pour your spirit to all flesh, pour your spirit to your children, pour your spirit to everyone that is connected with the grace upon this house. Let the heaven be opened, pour life, pour glory, pour life from the throne above. Infill your people, infill your people, baptize your people with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Baptize your people with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Baptize them, infill them, baptize them, infill them, baptize them, infill them, baptize them, infill them with your glory, with your presence. From today, our young man, CP vision. In the name of Jesus, our daughters and sons, they shall prophesy. 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 Raka bagadadada. Zeke patalaba. Abaracha bagadalate. Zeke perete debadi. Anabababababa. They shall prophesy. They shall change the landscape of nations. They shall change the landscape of cities. They will open the hearts of nations to the gospel of Jesus, to the marvelous work of God. They will walk in the supernatural. They will walk in the power of the living God. Ye kabagada la katakata ziketolota ragade menetosh regede menetele kete gadora kata zekete legedora tanamakata lakadiyada ragadide de 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 de. They will walk in the power of the Lord. They will walk in sight. They will walk in light. The enemy will not take advantage of them in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the Lord that will do nothing without revealing yourself to your servants, the prophets. Mighty Father, raise prophets out of this house. Raise prophets in the name of Jesus. Raise men who can see. Raise men who can walk in light. Raise men who can walk in power. Raise men who can walk in the supernatural, who can walk in great discernment in the mighty name of Jesus, that darkness will not take advantage of us. Agenda of hell will not take advantage of our land, will not take advantage, for thou
has called watchmen out of Jerusalem, and their eyes shall not slumber. Magada baranda bagadele kotoka lagadaba dalabatash legebedele katagadaga lagidegedegada rakete kerino oto savarataya zegedemini toro bagadagadaya yekete kelegedega lagadagadaya zeke parada baratata reke paranto mozalia jegemino otalakuda akuda gadaguda yekete kelogoda agadagalagadagada jeke parata magadile yekete rebede agadagantanazi agadagante zeto mozaya. Raise what man who will keep watch over the land? Raise what man who will keep watch over the city? Raise watchmen upon this house who will keep watch over the nation. Raise watchmen upon this house who will keep watch over the city. Oh Mahada Zakele Komagadai Ina da Zavante Yekete Bedozi Alavanto Apayada Hataza Lavante Zekete Leketugodogdaza Zantana Manatali Edo Zavante Abarada Hada Lavoda. Their eyes will not slumber because the fire of the Holy Ghost will be active in them, and the Spirit of Truth will show them the future. The Spirit of Truth will prepare them for the agenda of God on earth. The Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Counsel, the Wonderful Counselor will give us direction. The Wonderful Counselor. Oh, catch the fire of God. Catch the fire and run with it. Catch the fire and run with it. Catch the fire for the vision, are for those that will catch it. Catch the vision. 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 Catch the vision and run with it. Catch the vision of God. Catch the vision of God concerning your family. Catch the vision of God concerning the church. Catch the vision of God concerning the ministry. Catch the vision. Catch the vision concerning the nation, concerning the city, concerning the land you live in. Catch the vision of God and run with it. And run with it. Let the vision of God put you on your wheels. Let the vision of God put you on running. From today you will run for Jesus. You have walked enough, but the vision is coming to give you speed. The vision is coming to give you speed. The vision is coming to give you speed. From today, speed is activated. From today, strength is activated. From today, the supernatural is activated. From today, you will begin to do things by the help of God, by the grace of God. The things that seems difficult will be easy from today, because grace will begin to work for you. The supernatural will begin to work for you. The hand of God will begin to work for you. Direction, foresight will begin to work for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
You will not waste your life for that which is not important. In the name of Jesus, receive direction from your Father. You will know what to do because your eyes are opened. Your eyes are opened. Your eyes are opened. Your eyes. Let your heart be enlightened. Let your heart be enlightened. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the understanding of your heart be enlightened. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name, foolishness is gone from today. Stagnation is gone from today. Backwardness is gone from today. Poverty is gone from today. In the mighty name of Jesus, for where there is no vision, the people are restrained. But today you are receiving vision, young man. You are receiving vision. You are receiving vision. You are receiving it. Receive, receive, receive. Receive.
Some of you, God has called you to be gatekeepers. Rise up to your post. Begin to pray for that church to begin to grow. God has called you to be gatekeepers. Pick up the mantle of prayer. Pick up the mantle that will open the city. Pick up the mantle. Jaya! Rakwakara! Regedeno sila kuraba ragadile ketegedosia rante menkuzi ala kumante ubana kola katemenos ala gadine ketegede ketegede ragede kala kadagala gadia ragede keria kota ragadia ragede keregede gidaza zanta makadele tosh ragwa kalekwa akwabatwa akwabatwa katwa katalegwata akwakala kwakala kakakaka zeteteke hip. Rise up to your post by the help of God.
There are lives that depend on what you will see with God. There are lives that will depend on what you will see with God. There are lives that will depend. Nations will depend with your encounter. What you see will guide a city. What you will see will save a nation. Sometimes we underestimate that what we see can save a nation. What you design can save a nation, can save your family, can save your marriage, can save your children. Receive sight from the Lord. Receive sight from the King. Receive sight from the King of the universe, the Lord of hosts, the one who sits on the throne. From today, I command you to walk in vision. From today, I command your sight be opened. Your eyes of understanding be opened. Your discernment sharpened. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name, receive sight. Rashakada, Ruaya, Rokotwai, Okwabaya, Shekuarada, Rasha, Ragenemantua, Rashereno Mazileshua, Jacadolontani Duzavanta, Rasha. Every darkness, every scale that have covered your eyes, I command the scales to fall off. The scales of pride, fall off. The scales of arrogance, fall off. In the mighty name of Jesus. And from today, I command your eyes begin to see like the eyes of the eagles. I command your eyes begin to see like the eyes of the eagles. You will see far. You will understand far. You will go far. In the name of Jesus, by the grace and by the help of your Father, in Jesus' name.
Hanas demo salaba hakatala kitele masie ho parata silikete rika pashatara babushaya ziketele mahantu silevina hus amakatele keto sala hata se parada mahante ito sopa mahanta silemos hiya salahadu zivene hal sopa makoria
Asopa makoria, yekele kanta na mosile, hamosa fazine, halabahatu zelemina, huparata sikati legoni, hapa mahoselema, help me, O God, in my weakness, O God, help me, in the name of Jesus, for thy grace is sufficient at the point of my weakness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Father, because you have opened the heaven above us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh breath of life, the breath of victory, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels that are ministering to us, O God, pouring oil upon our heads, in the name of Jesus. For we are not living the way we came. We are living with something new in the mighty name of Jesus. Just to begin to whisper thanksgiving to Him. Thank God for what you have received from your Father. Give Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for what you have received. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive all the glory. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.